Hello, this is Laura, and this episode we're talking about Game of Thrones, my current most favorite sci-fi fantasy show on television. By we, I mean I. The most shocking deaths so far from season 1 to season 6. So if you haven't seen the show, you need to watch it. Binge watch it like I did back in 2014, and then come back. Or if you haven't seen all of the seasons, you skip this episode for now because you will get spoiled. So don't mind if I don't know the exact season where that certain death that I'll be discussing happened, because I might not remember or recall exact. Okay, for season... No, we're not gonna go by seasons. Whoops. One of the most shocking deaths. Well, yeah, we'll start as I remember them. Of course, season 1, I do remember that one. Eddard Stark. His death at the end of season 1 was shocking. I did not expect it. I, like many newcomers, thought he was the main character. And of course, I was like, they're not going to kill the main character. That would be weird. Not many shows do that. Well, I had never seen a show do that before, that I can recall. The death of Eddard Stark, Noble Ned. I think it would have killed Robert. King Robert. Of sadness. I think that Robert loved Ned more than he loved his family, his kids, Cersei, and even Lyanna, I actually think. Like when a YouTuber said, I think Robert loved Ned and wanted to be with Lyanna because he wanted to be bros with Ned. And not in a, that he was in love with him, but as friends, as brothers. You know, the lovely thing about Game of Thrones and the lovely thing about the Starks is that you root for them because they're the moral compass, or just what a normal person or normal people might think of as courageous and noble and kind and just and fair, for them to be a noble, high-born family and rule the North, but be so honorable to a fault. It's just very admirable. And I think because of their family unit, that is why many fans, speaking for myself actually, identify with them or just really grow to care for them. And in season 1, when Ned is just utterly betrayed because he's doing what is right, because he's just a honorable fool, as King Robert called him, Robert Baratheon called him, and he gets his head cut off by Joffrey. It's just absolutely, it's horrifying. And then Arya seeing it in Sansa, it was just heartbreaking, and I was just shocked because, as I mentioned, I thought he was a main character, and I did not think that they had the guts to kill off the main character of the show. What makes it even worse is that Ned assumed that he was going to be sent to the Night's Watch for his treason, I guess, quotes. Against the Baratheons, especially Joffrey and Cersei and their illegitimate kids. He didn't know that he was going to be killed until Joffrey was there giving a speech, the little jerk, and told Ilyn Payne to bring him Ned's head. And that's when everybody was shocked, because everybody, that was a deal that he was going to go to the Night's Watch and Ned was going to give up his name and his titles and his family and his wealth to be of the Night's Watch. And that did not happen whatsoever. That was very disheartening. And let's see. Another death that I can remember. The Red Wedding. I think that might have been in season 3. I know that after the Red Wedding, right before season 4 started, that was when I jumped on the wagon and decided to binge watch the show and then watch season 4 live, or as it was happening, airing with everyone else. And I haven't looked back since. I'm a huge fan. It's ridiculous. Yes, the Red Wedding was another one. After watching Ned die, I should have known that Game of Thrones does not have any main character. They're all. Of course, there's big characters that are the more of the center focus, such as Daenerys, the Starks, Jon Snow, Arya, Cersei, Jaime, Tywin, but there's no one main character or two main characters. It's a more than three. So even then, I did not learn my lesson, and when the Red Wedding happened, I was like, I did not see that coming. Catelyn Stark, Robb Stark, that fool as well. I think he made a horrible mistake in marrying Tylissa, I think that was her name, instead of marrying the Greyjoys. Not the Greyjoys. What's it? The Frey's daughter. For love. And he should have thought that through, man. Even if you're in love, you know, if it's life or death and more than other people's lives are at stake, rest in your shoulders. You need to think outside of yourself then and do what's best for the greater good or the others, especially your family rather than just you. But yeah, and once that happened, it was a shit show. Tylissa getting stabbed in the abdomen while she was pregnant was insane. I hated her character though, so that might sound mean, but that was crazy in itself. And then, of course, the Boltons turning and stabbing Robb, telling him that the Lannisters sent their regards was crazy. And then, just when you think it's gonna end, and you're just shocked that they killed Robb, because again, me, oh, he's a main character, he's not gonna die. They can't kill him. Another Stark, he gets shanked to death. And then Catelyn, I thought it was over there. It was over at that moment, I mean. But then Catelyn threatening to kill the Frey's wife and him not giving two shits about it, kills her and then gets her throat slit. At that moment, my mouth was just wide open. A lot of people say that they've cried, and I haven't cried. I did not cry. I'm sorry if there's noise. I'm trying to get comfortable. I did not cry when Ned Stark died. I don't know why, because, like I mentioned, he was my favorite. Well, he was one of my favorite characters, and still is, of course. Yeah, a lot of people said they cried when they watched The Red Wedding. I didn't cry. My mouth was just literally wide open, and my hands were just covering my face. Like, what's going on? They cannot kill all of their characters. Excuse me. That was my mentality at that moment. They cannot kill all of their characters. What are they doing? This is not real. But it was. And I think the show has gone down in quality compared to the first couple of seasons. I do think that the fact that they caught up to the books on the show and these last three seasons are not based on the books because George R.R. Martin hasn't published the new ones has affected the show's quality. Back then, it was just amazing. Right now, it's good. But I mean, I'm ride or die at this point. I'm gonna watch it till the end. But I mean, it's not horrible. It's not like The Walking Dead or anything. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me started on that show. They threw it down the toilet, that show. Anyway, what were we talking about? I forgot. Seriously, my messaging email is gonna ring every podcast in every podcast. Oh, I forgot. Oh yeah, that scene, the Red Wedding, was just so beautifully done. Just Catelyn's face. I have a love-hate relationship with Catelyn Stark. She was a good character. She was an amazing mother to Robb, to Sansa, to Rickon, to Bran, to Arya. But and you liked her because I'm sure she was a good person, and she loved Ned and their family, and she was also very kind and honorable in that sense, I guess. But she treated Jon Snow like shit, and she hated him. I just would love to know, or just in my own tinfoil theory mind, Game of Thrones geek, what if she really knew the truth? This is another spoiler alert if you haven't caught up to the last episode of season 6. So if you haven't, click out now. I just wonder what Catelyn Stark would think if she knew that Jon Snow was not the bastard son of her husband, who she hated and said that she prayed to the old gods and then knew that he died because she just hated him and she treated him like garbage. If she knew that Jon Snow was Ned's nephew and the son of his sister, the last he's one of the last remnants of his family, aside from Benjen, who's at the Night's Watch, of his sister, Lyanna Stark, who died giving birth to Jon Snow in the Tower of Joy. I think she would have regretted that, like, crazy. I don't know. I think it's tragic. But yeah, back to the Red Wedding scene itself. I'm rambling off topic. It was so nicely done, especially when Catelyn just realizes what's going on and that Reigns of Castamere is starting to play. It gives you chills. It's so cool. It's amazing. And then she sees that Roose Bolton has, like, mesh under his coat or armor or whatever that's called, and she knows that that's it. It was insane. It was insane. The Reigns of Castamere. Man, the soundtrack from Game of Thrones is amazing. It really is. Like, the music for every season, they never disappoint. It just goosebumps inducing, even as geeky as that might sound. Another fucking death. Let me think. I should have written this down. Okay, I'm gonna go jumping around. Definitely Hodor. His happened in season 6, right? Yes, season 6. Hodor was with Bran Stark in the north. He died holding the door. Hodor, hold the door. We finally know why he says Hodor like a Pokemon over and over, and why he was holding a door. He was holding the door shut so the Whites and the White Walkers couldn't escape and get Bran, who's technically now the Three-Eyed Raven. I never really cared for Hodor. I mean, he was a nice man, he was a nice character, he was pleasant, he was kind. Of course, in that sense, yes, but I never gave him too much thought, I guess. And when that happened, when he died holding that door, and then the soundtrack, and then when he died, he literally Bran warped into Hodor as a child and messed Hodor up for his entire life. And seeing that scene where he's a little kid and he's having, like, this seizure, and then flashing back to the present where Hodor is dying, being ripped apart by the Whites. Oh my, that scene, I cried. That death, I cried like a little baby. I did not expect that. I did not see that coming. If you would have asked me, if you would have told me that I would have cried the most, like, ugly cry for Hodor dying, I would have said, what? I cried so much. Like, my eyes were so swollen. I couldn't even breathe through my nose. Ugh. It was heart-wrenching. Heartbreaking. It was insane. It was just so sad. And I don't want to see that episode again, I don't think. I don't want to see that scene again. I just can't handle it. I can't. It was horrifying. And just, oh, it made me so sad. I can't. Let's see who else. I think Lord Commander Mormont was another death. I think he died in season, I want to say 4? 5? Maybe? 4 or 5? He died. He was Lord Commander before Alistair Thorne in the Night's Watch. He gave Jon Snow his Valyrian sword called, what the hell is the sword called? I forgot. It's not Ghost. That's a dog. That's a wolf. Oh my, I cannot believe I forgot the sword's name. Oh my god, I can't remember. Never mind, just let it go. He gave Jon the sword with the white wolf on the head, or on the handle. And he died on the expedition up north in Craster's Keep, if I'm not mistaken. He was stabbed in I think it might have been in the abdomen or the back. I can't recall. His death was very sad because he was I don't know. He was like a father figure to John, and he seemed like such an adorable character, and it was really sad. And then finding out, and then Jorah Mormont, who's his son, he was supposed to be his heir until he was exiled to the out of Westeros by Ned Stark years ago, I guess. For him finding out that his father had died, that was really sad. When Tyrion told him right before he realized that he had Grayscale, Tyrion told him that your father died. That was really sad. I don't know. That was really sad. His death was heartbreaking. What other death? Oh my god, I don't remember anymore. Jeez, I should have really written this down or something. Jojen Reed's death was very shocking. He's Mira Reed's brother. He was also on the expedition on the adventure with Bran up north to find the Three-Eyed Raven. I think he died also in season 4 or 5, I want to say. Four, I think. Correct me if I'm wrong. But yeah, he was really sad. He's so adorable. I did not want him to die. And he died. This show is not as good as planned. Oops. Jon Snow's death in season 5 was not very shocking. Because I was an idiot and I did not learn my lesson. I was Googling like crazy everything I could find about Game of Thrones, every theory. And when there were spoiler warnings coming up, I could not contain myself. And I would Google and I would read everything. So I spoiled the entire season 6 for myself. Now I hate it. I mean, I watched it and it never had the same... I don't know, when you don't know anything and you're watching it for the first time without knowing, and the same type of surprise and shock. That is fun. So after that, I promised myself that I would never spoil myself again. But of course, I got spoiled for some of season 7. 8. Season 8? Of Game of Thrones? Yeah. Ugh. That was not on purpose, though. That was because I would watch theory videos on YouTube, and sometimes they would spoil stuff. I'm like, what the hell? What the hell? That's not cool. Why would anyone, now that I think about it, myself included, want to spoil themselves of something that's going to happen? No. No. What other shocking deaths? Let me think. Liza Aaron's death was pretty cool. I knew that Littlefinger would push her into the Moondor, or off the Moondor. I think that was season 4 or 3. Oh, shoot. Yeah. Who else died? Now that I think about it, I feel like not a lot of people have died on Game of Thrones. Think. Shocking deaths. Ramsay, but I don't know. Yeah, I wasn't really satisfied with Ramsay's death. Maybe because I don't like Sansa. I don't like the actress. I don't like the character. I think it's awful, both of them. So I hope she dies season 7. What season are we going to watch? Starting? Season 8, starting this week. Later, Sunday. Yeah, I don't like Sophie Turner as Sansa, and I don't like Sansa's character. I don't know. Oh yeah, another one. Back in season 2 maybe? Roderick Cassell, I think that was his name. He was with Bran and Rickon, and he was beheaded by Theon Greyjoy in Winterfell. That was brutal. Brutal! I can't watch that again. That's so sad. Another death, now that I think about it, or remember. I guess the current last dragon, which is, not Daenerys, but I mean her, the Grand Maester in the Night's Watch, Aemon Targaryen. He was really sad. Oh, I loved his death. It was so sad, but it was so beautiful. Like, his dying words were, like, and I quote, Egg, which is his brother, I dreamt I was old. End quote. And he died. That's crazy. Egg is his brother. I think it's Aegon something. He's Daenerys's great, 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 great something, something. I don't know. I just thought the way he died was insane. Imagine you live your life, whatever, and then he was kind of delirious, in and out of sleep, I think, or consciousness, or at that point, and he was dreaming, and he says, Egg, I dreamt I was old. And then that's it. He passed away. I thought that was so beautiful and so weird and sad. And just the perfect ending for him, for his character. Oh, another shocking death that I was really sad and upset about, too, actually. When Gren and when Pippin. Pip. This is not Lord of the Rings. Isn't there a character named Pippin? Pip and Gren died in the battle on Watchers on the Wall. Oh, I love that episode. I think it's my favorite episode of the Game of Thrones, Watchers on the Wall. I think my second favorite is Hardhome. I think Watchers on the Wall was in season 4. Gren and Pip are in the Night's Watch with Jon. They're fighting the wildlings who's trying to cross the wall into Castle Black, trying to run away from the White Walkers. And Gren is sent. That was another crazy thing. Gren is sent by Jon down to the gate or the tunnel with a couple of other men to hold the wall. And when he tells them, like, hold the wall or something like that, you know, it's like, till you die, don't let the giant pass. That's so sad. And then Pip died as well. That was brutal. That was really sad. You know, I love the Night's Watch oath. I think I know it by memory. And I have a t-shirt I recently bought off Amazon with all the words or the Night's Watch oath. I think it's so beautiful. It's crazy. It's like, it's basically John. John is the, I feel like John is the prince I was promised. Because part of the oath, I'm such a freaking geek, part of the oath says, I'm the sword in the darkness, the watcher on the walls. That's crazy. That's, I feel like that is John. The sword in the darkness, the long night, and, you know, when Aes Sedai, he was basically the sword in the darkness who defeated the White Walkers. And that's going to be John again. I feel like it's John. I don't know. That oath is fucking amazing. I love it. Love, 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 love it. Should I recite it for you? How does it go? Actually, I don't remember anymore. I just know part of it. I'm the sword in the darkness, the watchers on the wall, the shield that guards the realms of men who wakes us from the others. Oh, okay, never mind. I need to read it. Oops. Let's move on. Another death. I think that might have been it. Who do you think is going to die this season? Oh, I should make another episode for my one listener. Yeah, so those are my moves. Oh, I cannot forget the Dornish Muffin, Oberyn Martell. How could I forget? Oh, he was one of my favorite characters. I want to be in Dorne. I wanted Dorne to be good. I have all of the books and I've never read them. Because my excuse was because I was in college a couple of, you know, a while ago. And I was too busy reading. I didn't have time. I really didn't. I was a history major. I had so many books to write. I mean, read. See, I can't even talk. Books to read and papers to write. It was insane. I just didn't have time to do anything else. And now that I'm out of college, the time has passed and I have not read them. But based on the book readers, they say that Dorne is amazing in the books. And the show totally butchered it. And they really did. I haven't read the books. But based on the show alone, Dorne was freaking horrible. But Oberyn Martell was definitely the best part of Dorne itself, and his death was very tragic. I knew it was coming. Why? Because it's Game of Thrones. All the good characters you love, they die. Except for Daenerys, apparently. And Jon Snow. So yeah, his fight with the Mountain was pretty cool. Justice for Martells. Justice for Nymeral, the House of Nymeral's Martell. Another thing that I'm super peeved about is that the House Dane has never appeared in Game of Thrones. Again, I've not read the books, but I'm such a weirdo that I research everything regarding Game of Thrones and theories and all of that. And Game of Thrones House Martell. House Dane, the Sword of the Morning. I wish that house would have been in the show. How cool would it be for Dane soldiers just for, like, to pop out and see their banner? That would have been fucking amazing. But yeah, back to Oberyn Martell. Yeah, he was trying to avenge his sister by trying to kill the Mountain who raped and killed Elia Martell. It's so weird because Elia is my grandmother's name. But, and her children, who were Rhaegar Targaryen's kids as well. Of course, Rhaegar was Jon's real legitimate father, and he was married to Elia and had Rhaenys and Aegon. And he was Daenerys's older brother, if I didn't mention that. So yeah, his death was tragic. The Mountain Bear, he won, basically, Oberyn, and then he just couldn't let it go. He wanted the Mountain to confess to what he did. And one slip, man, and the Mountain got one up on him and bursted his head like a watermelon. That was so sad. I can't. Who else? What other death was tragic? Another Dorne. Prince Doran. You know, I actually really liked Ilaria Martell in the first couple of seasons, but they really threw her character down the toilet along with the Sand Snakes and Dorne after, in on season what was it, 6 and 7. I hope she dies. Yeah, Prince Doran, why did he die that way? And Trystane too. And that sucked. But what other characters? Prince Viserys, Daenerys' older brother. A crown of gold for a king. That was fucking awesome. That was a really cool death. He was such a douchebag. I was actually kind of shocked that they killed the second last Targaryen, or the third last Targaryen. Well, fourth last? I don't know. I was really shocked that they killed that Targaryen, because at that time, we had only just met him and Daenerys as Targaryens, that I can recall. I don't think we had met Maester Aemon at that point. And that they killed him and then Khal Drogo. Like, he was always bitching that he wanted a crown, that he was a king, that he was a dragon, and he treated Daenerys like crap. And Khal Drogo had enough. He said, here, melted gold, and poured it on his head and killed him. A crown of gold for a king. That was fucking awesome. So, those were the most shocking deaths. I'm sure I forgot a couple. Osha and Rickon, that's what I hate about these last season 6, and I'm sure for the rest of the show, that they're just bringing back amazing characters that we all like and enjoy watching just to kill them off. Like, Walder Frey was gone for like 2 seasons was just back to kill him off. Rickon was gone for like the entire show. He was just brought back for like an episode and killed off. Osha as well. I mean, I feel like this is going to happen also with Beric Dondarrion and Gendry. That's a spoiler. Sorry. Don't listen if you're going to be spoiled. Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert for season 8. Or 7. Season 7. So, Gendry Baratheon is supposedly back. That was one of the spoilers that I accidentally spoiled myself with. I visited this YouTube video to see fan theories and all of that, and they showed pictures of Gendry on the beach with Daenerys and Jon. And Gendry is back on the show. he rode away from Dragonstone back in season 3, I think, if I'm not mistaken, once again. And we hadn't seen him since, and now he's back on for season 7, and he'll probably just come back and get killed, and that's such a big bummer, because I was hoping that he would be the Lord of Storms and like everybody else. I don't know. Oh well. I'm gonna cry when characters die, I feel. Okay, well, those are the most shocking deaths for now. I'm sure I missed some. Maybe, I don't know. I will definitely try to recap every episode of the new season of Game of Thrones. I'm gonna try to do it with one of my friends, my BFF, who actually watches Game of Thrones. He's the only one. Nobody else near me within the 10-mile perimeter, wherever I go, watches Game of Thrones. You should make like a Tinder. Well, not really a Tinder, but you know, like the Pokemon app or the Tinder app where you find people, but only people that watch Game of Thrones, so you can hang out with them in not any romantic way or anything like that, but just so you can geek out, because I only have one friend who watches Game of Thrones, and I'm trying to convince my sister to watch Game of Thrones. I actually have a bone to pick with her. I loan her the DVDs in February. It's July. She hasn't even watched an episode. And then till now, she tells me, well, I don't have a DVD player so I can use. So I loan her mine. I'm sure she's going to watch one episode in December of next year. And she's not a binge watcher, so I gave up hope. I just hope she gives me back the DVDs. She can keep the DVD player. But that is it for now. Over and out.